Yeah, my bad. It happens.
It always is.
don't say that shit.
It is! Like, you're a nigga. You're a nigga to the nth degree, dog. Like, you make everything so hard to do because you're such a nigga. God damn. Your niggerism is just ridiculous.
Man, listen. Audiences love to listen. Of course, one of the worst of all was
man, listen.
They had no code of ethics.
We're really fucking nasty.
Yo, we about to talk shit for like an hour.
Alright, so this is your defense as to why things that you say aren't dickhead remarks.
It's not. I don't get what you're saying. Like, okay, there's some things that I can keep to myself, but if I don't, then I don't. It is what it is. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No. I'm not asking you to apologize. I just want you to acknowledge that
we all do it. It's like an outburst.
It happens a little more often with you.
Oh, but you know what? You know what? Like, fuck it. I mean, it is what it is.
Boy, I'm not asking you to apologize for anything because you're right. You are entitled to your opinion. But, like, it's plenty of times, like, you know, I'll see stuff or I'll hear stuff and my reaction is like, well, that's just trash. But nobody's really asking me about it. I'm just going to keep it to myself. Because it's fucking mean.
Yo, it's you know what's what I don't like about what you're saying is that everybody do it. Sometimes it's not as severe as me, but it doesn't matter. If you do it, you do it. If you share your opinion on something that even though no one asked me, but we were talking about it.
Right.
We were talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And I said it was bullshit. And this is what I believe. I believe that it's bullshit. I'm not coming at those individuals. I'm just saying it was bullshit. So if that's like if somebody says something about our show, good or bad, like okay, if it was bad, I'm gonna read it. All right, then maybe I have to work on that. Or you know what I'm saying? Maybe they just didn't like it. They're not gonna like everything, and I understand that. And I'm not gonna like everything. So I have a right to voice that opinion.
Absolutely. Nobody.
So it's like if we never say what we really felt, yo, then this shit really wouldn't be us. Cause you know you make it seem as if I'm a big dickhead, but yo, you say the most cruel shit. And
to you,
and it's like okay to me
directly.
So it's just that's it, just to me.
Anybody. But I always try to make sure it's a live and direct thing.
It's I want to live and direct to you. The thing is this, if I tweet it to him, what would be the fucking difference?
If you tweeted it to him?
Yeah, what would be the difference? Let's keep it real because you thought it was bullshit as well. You just didn't voice that opinion on the show.
See, maybe we caught him in semantics. I didn't think it was bullshit.
What did you say, Larry?
I did not like it at all. I didn't think it was bullshit.
And me, I don't use those words, so I just said it was bullshit. Equals up to me not liking it at all. I apologize. I don't think they would take it seriously.
Bullshit. Yeah, maybe they will. Maybe they won't. I don't
think they would.
Even so, or even you know that sparks another debate, a friendly debate. But this is my thing.
That's the thing. There's no friendly debate about rap. It's. I mean, we can be cordial, you know, after. It's gonna, you know, it's gonna get a little serious, and I'm okay with that. Like, I'm definitely okay with that.
Because I don't take it that seriously. I love hip hop.
Yeah, so it could be you know.
I feel like there's classes in hip hop. So it's like when I see, you know, a lot of the stuff because like I listen to the show pretty regularly. I won't say I listen to every single episode. I usually, you know, if I get a little behind, I just kind of skip to the last four or five, wherever they're at. And, you know, I just kind of pick up from there. I mean, I pick up, you know, past episodes, whatever. But point being is I listen all the time and there's so much stuff that they'll be, you know, co-signing rap-wise and all. And I'm like, who? And then I go listen to this person and I'm like, I don't get this. I don't understand this. But then I realize, man, we all going to see things a little bit differently. And that's fine. But I certainly will get upset about it. It definitely has to be no aggression. I've been on the show.
It's none at all. Like, I promise you, yo. Like, I don't mean anything that I like. Oh, I mean what I said, but I don't mean it in like a disrespectful type of way. Like, and I hope no one takes it like that. And if they do, you know, you can gladly at me where I will probably laugh or ignore you. But
just ignore it any fucking way.
I know, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's stupid. You know, to me, it's stupid. Like, I said it was bullshit. I believe it's bullshit. If my kid, if I had kids and they were right next to me, they would say it was bullshit. But that's just being cruel. You know what I'm saying? It just that's I'm an asshole sometimes, and sometimes people are an asshole. You know, are asshole to me, and I'm okay with it.
It's varying levels. I understand. I dig that. I'm just saying, for me personally, yeah, I have an asshole side as well. However, I think I just try to play nice more. So it's just like, I just don't say stuff all the time. Like, I just keep a lot.
I get it. You know, I get it. And I can play nice too, but
I know if I say this, it's going to be, you know, it could definitely be taken inflammatory, and that's not where I'm coming from. So I just, like, you know what, just stifle that one. It's not even worth saying. I see, like, it happened to me, for instance, I'm on Twitter right now, you know, whatever it's on, and I seen the homie Biscuit, whatever, he was saying Rick Ross was the
best rapper alive right now.
Alive, and I'm like, that is totally fucking ridiculous.
But that's his opinion, and you can say that it's bullshit. You can say that it's bullshit.
Yeah, but I just don't feel like all that extra shit.
I get it. You didn't feel like it, but we had a place to talk about it. And the thing is, I took a back seat. I could have said more. I could have said way more.
And on that particular
yes, what? I could have said way more. I could have went all the way in, like no condom. I could have went all the way in.
I agree. Like I said, this wasn't even a right or wrong.
I could have ran a marathon on it. A marathon. But the thing is, I just said it was bullshit. And I thought that was my good level of... That was my highest level of, like, you know... I mean, I don't think it was that disrespectful. Seriously. I know I could be a dickhead, but I don't think that was disrespectful. Seriously.
Like I said, not saying it was even disrespectful. I just think it's a dickhead thing, but...
Maybe no, but you were a little upset. You were upset. You put the fact that you know them and you know you're cool with them, you know, into play. Like, that's really what you did.
Well, absolutely. Well, it's just like, absolutely I did. But I'm gonna do that with, that's just how I am in life though. Like, somebody will go, I remember one time I think I said something about I don't know, was it Usher's ex wife or somebody, I don't remember who it was. And it was like, that was real nice for you to say that lady. I'm like, yo, I don't know this woman. She's like probably not even paying me any attention at all. Mm. So that's not necessarily a need to put on that buffer. You know what I mean? Ain't no need to put on the kitty gloves at all. You know, just boxing gloves. Don't even say kitty gloves, boxing gloves. Because boxing gloves soften the blow some. It still delivers it, and niggas get killed in the boxing ring. But, you know, it's a padding there. If I know you, yeah, I'm going to be like, let me, you know, how shall I deliver this so that it doesn't appear that I'm just coming off like a complete dick? Did I like the list that they put together? Fuck no. The list was just really bad to me. But I understand where they're coming from. Like, and I bet you, if they listen to our show and hear the list we put together, they're going to be like, this list is fucking bullshit. They won't say it that way.
I get it. You know, like, you know what? The thing is this.
Maybe now they'll say it.
I get it. If they did that, that's cool. That's their opinion. You know, that's their opinion. They have every right. They have every right. Every right. I won't feel bad about it.
Oh no, me neither.
I'm not gonna dedicate any more. Like, I'm not gonna shine any more light onto this. You know, this topic, because I feel like, you know, you just coming at me, and I really feel bad. I feel like shit right now. I feel like I did the worst thing ever.
It's more of an acknowledgement of just a fact.
I acknowledge it. You know what? Like, okay, I listen to all types of music. I mean everything. I mean, I was even in Yamacraw listening to John Mayer. Like, and that literally happened. I listened to everything. The list that they put together, okay, it was for them. I thought it was, you know, something else. The list that we put together, I mean, shit. Someone may, like, look at 2 Chainz and, like, that's not real hip-hop. That's not real rap. And I get it. They have their opinions. I have mine. That's really it. When it comes to anybody else that we speak on, and if something comes up, like, that's all on me. It's not on you, even though it's like we're on the show together. And I get how some people can be turned off by that.
Nah,
I just want to say that I really don't care. And it's really like, this is a hot... Wait. Before anything, this is like, this is something I want to do in life. Just, I don't want to make any money off of this. I just really want to always do this. And if I'm ever I'm just putting out a disclaimer. If anyone is ever like offended off of anything I say, I really don't care, man. And unless I say something that's like really, really disrespectful. If it's something like, you know, saying something is bullshit or gay or whatever, then you just gotta eat that, man. You just gotta eat that.
And that's fine. But you misinterpret too. Like, I don't think, like you're saying, where like, I think people love us for that dynamic. It's like, you know, I'm Bunny, you Pimp C. Like,
no, hell
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it is, because you're gonna fly.
That's like me saying, like, you 8-Ball and I'm MJG. That's just...
Yeah, whatever, yo. Who's better? I'm fat, so I gotta be 8-Ball? That's how it's going. Who's better than 8-Ball MJG?
8-Ball.
Well, see, I wasn't making a better thing.
I'm just that's my opinion. If anyone says this is bullshit, you have the right to be upset.
I mean, personality-wise, like, where... And people love that dynamic. I think that's one of the reasons that the feedback, you know, little feedback I've gotten so far, that's one of the reasons people do like it.
But I didn't like Pimp C. You know this.
Huh?
I didn't like Pimp C.
Okay, well, yeah, I love Pimp C, man. Rest in peace.
Remember I said fuck Pimp C and everybody went crazy.
It was... Ain't slow, yo.
It was...
Like, yo, I love Pimp C, man.
Niggas unfollowed me. It was like, yo, man, fuck your kids, son. Like, fuck everybody, so fuck your mom. I like, damn, y'all niggas is upset. But,
don't act like you don't know that. Like,
No. I said it, and I didn't say like fuck Pimp C to say fuck Pimp C. I said it because that's the day that one of Big Crit's mixtapes came out. Not the one before the last one. What was that? I just know the shit had the vent on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever. But you know, his shit came out, and people were comparing him to like Pimp C, and I was like, come on, for one, you can't compare Big Crit to Pimp C. I mean, I get it that he's following the blueprint, but other than that, like, you really can't compare. And people kept, like, you know, talking about Pimp C. I'm like, nah, man, fuck Pimp C, man. What the fuck are y'all bringing up Pimp C? That's like every time Nas song come out, somebody got to bring up Jay-Z. Like, man, fuck Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't say it because, you know, he's dead and all that shit. That shit sounds fucked up, but I didn't mean it that way.
Time is impeccable, and it's gonna look a certain way.
Man, it ain't like he just died yesterday, and I just said fuck him. Like,
shut
that
up,
wasn't the case.
Shut up, like, yeah.
You know how long it took niggas? Like, it took niggas 2 years to be able to say something about Michael Jackson.
They still won't. I have never talked the truth about Michael Jackson on Twitter. In my opinion, I've never.
I get it. It's a time and a place.
Let me tell you what I won't talk about on Twitter.
Yeah.
I won't talk about Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. I won't talk about Rihanna. And I won't talk about Beyonce. I refuse to talk about any
of them. I mean, you cannot talk about Beyonce at all, bro.
Like, but like, if I tell the truth on it, I'm like, yo, man, Beyonce makes some whack ass music.
That's okay. All right, we just said we're not going to go there, bro. Oh my gosh, this girl on my Instagram, right? She always like, she will post like tweet grams, and today is Law 35. You know. 48 Laws of Power, Master the Art of Timing. And we were just talking about that. And my timing is, I'm not going to lie, shit is bad. It's really bad. But I think that, you know, sometimes it make or break a relationship. But I still don't care, though.
in the mind of Jeremiah, you went somewhere else.
I'm talking about the art of timing. I'm talking about, like, even when I'm saying shit, like, I can hold off. I get what you were saying earlier. I was just saying it's random that I'm seeing this on my Instagram. You know, whatever.
Yeah, you lost it. Anyway. I'm just saying, you know, you just, you know. There's certain people that I left alone, like, you already ready to jump on me about Beyonce.
Nah, I mean, I don't really give a fuck. Like, I think her shit hot, though. I think her shit hot. I get it. It's certain people you can't talk about on Twitter. But I do that shit. I don't care. I mean, I care now, but I don't really care.
You don't, but I do. And I don't care to an extent, too, because I'll just walk off. Like, I remember, like, probably once upon a time, dog, like, I felt the need to respond to everything. Yeah, I'm gonna argue with you, and then, like, nah, I'd be like, oh man, I don't feel like y'all niggas, and just walk off.
That's,
like,
that's when I was in Georgia, son, and there was no pussy in my life. I was funny as hell on Twitter, yo. I was getting zero buns, so I was just, and I mean, I was in Georgia. It was nothing to do but get drunk and go to work, and then get drunk at work, and then, like, drink on the way home from work.
You drive home drunk.
I would take cabs. After that, I had to take cabs. I didn't.
But
sometimes drive home drunk a little bit. But yeah, man, it was nothing to do, so I was always on there. So I knew a lot. Now it's totally different. I only care because, like, I still don't care. I get it. I still don't care. I still don't. But I just I'm not appealed. It's not appealing to me anymore. Like, I don't care about responding or getting into little beefs on Twitter. That shit is whack to me now.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't know if I ever enjoyed it or whatever. I don't know. A part of me used to feel compelled to get back and forth. And then, like, one day I just was like, I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. So why am I doing this? So now, you know, now it's easy to just walk off. So I could say those things, like, I feel about those particular artists or whatever. Like, I'll say it here because, you know, fuck it. My show, I say what I want to say. Michael Jackson was a weird fucking pervert. Okay.
Hey, right. Whoa.
I don't give a fuck that he made, you know, some great music, because I still listen to some of his great music. All right. But we didn't give a fuck about Mike for a long, long, long time. And that's the truth. He wasn't putting out.
I can't really say. I mean, it depends on who you are, yo.
We didn't care about for music. His music wasn't up to the.
Yo, people still listen to. I still listen to Stevie Wonder. Doesn't mean, like.
That's because he had timeless classics.
And Michael Jackson has timeless classics. What are you talking about? You really sound stupid right now.
You're doing more talking than listening right now. It's a common trait within Negroes. I asked you to shut up. Listen, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm a Negro, son. I'm just trying to figure out.
Very well. I'm saying Michael Jackson does have timeless stuff, but he could kind of hit a wall. It's what people just, you know, it wasn't the same. Don't even front. It was a time where it just wasn't the same. I mean, the record show, when he died, them album sales spiked up. But you know what spiked up? The classic shit. Thriller. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what spiked. What's one of his latest joints he put out? The one he had butterflies on it. And,
that shit was tough, though. I don't remember it.
Like about four songs on there, and that's all I have off of that album. And that's what I'm saying. And then we don't acknowledge that the nigga was just fucking weird and freaky. And we do at least expect he was touching kids.
The thing is this. Touching kids will always be, you know, you should never diddle with the kids, son. Never diddle with the kids. I get that. I really don't. It's a sensitive, you know, subject when you talk about Michael Jackson and kids. Right,
exactly.
I hate it. To be honest, I hate it. I'm not thinking about that. Because you know what? If R. Kelly died today, God fucking forbid, yo. I mean, not to curse and shit, but God forbid, yo. Oh my gosh! Please let R. Kelly live a long time.
Hold on, before you even go in, you don't have that. I hate when people do that shit. You can't speak nobody into death.
What do you mean? So you can't speak things into existence?
Not no death.
That's like not death.
I ain't even speaking things into existence. That's like positive affirmations. You're putting positive energy within yourself.
You're taking this shit somewhere else. I get it. I understand. All right.
Just somewhere else, but that would have been too long of a title. So we call it.
I'm gonna forever do that. All right, I'm gonna forever do that. Doesn't matter if it works or not. I'm gonna forever do it. Just like when I get in my car, I say a little prayer and shit. When I get in the car, like these are things that I do. I apologize.
Nah, I didn't apologize.
You had to been like a lonely childhood, yo. You probably was like raised in a hair salon, and like your only job was to just organize magazines all day. Like you just listen to women talk about men or bad about life. I don't know, but yo, you are pissing me off right now. Like seriously,
raised by a single mother as well. Like that's stereotypes. What I was doing,
I was raised in the streets. I left the crib when I was 3 years old, nigga.
Yeah. Pumping work. I feel you. It happens. It happens.
Hey, son.
I'm sorry to hear that, actually. Like, that's so misfortunate.
Nah, nigga, I
have the right one.
Come on. I had East New York on lock, son.
Okay. If lock. You say.
At the tender age of 4.
That's what's up. That's great, man. Like, I, you know, it's, I don't even know how to respond to it. Whatever. That's,
yeah, you don't need to respond. I'm just letting you know that you know.
You don't have that power. You can't speak death.
Okay. All right. But we really like.
Watch this.
Okay.
I hope R. Kelly dies tonight. Wow.
So basically you.
He'll lie tomorrow.
So, all right. So
if he's not.
You hoping someone dies. I'm okay either way, honestly.
Because if that's the case, I've been wasting these powers that I've been sitting upon for all these years.
This whole show was to basically like talk about how I am like a dickhead and I'm an asshole. And we get to the point where you hope that R. Kelly dies. Like, do you hear yourself?
That don't make me a dickhead.
No, whatever. Okay, all right. Like, okay. All right. I swear on everything. If R. Kelly dies, we were not doing the show ever again. Man, I don't ever want to talk to you, son. I don't. I swear you can go ahead and do the show with whoever you want to, bruh.
You.
But, yo, no. If R. Kelly dies, then I swear on everything. Don't at me, son. Don't text me. Don't call me, my nigga. I swear on everything.
My nigga, you know how much money we can make if I could just talk people into death?
No, nigga. No, I don't. I don't. God. I'm just saying, if R. Kelly if this happens to R. Kelly.
I could take the podcast with me and go and, like, I'll be like, yo.
Go ahead. You can take that shit, son. You can take it all. If R. Kelly dies, son.
I'll speak you into
death. I swear on everything. I swear on everything, son. Don't do that shit. Don't do that.
If R. Kelly died, I tell you what, if R. Kelly were to die, I'm going to try one more time to make sure it really works. And I'll take out somebody I would actually like to see go.
You shouldn't. Who are you? Like, who the fuck are you? Like,
that's exactly my point. If God
just like a nigga, like, if this shit works, we're going to try to make money off it. You fucking nigga. Like, you know what? You was talking about how I'm such a nigga. But you are like a big country nigga.
That's true.
A big cornbread eating nigga, yo.
That's very true.
Cream corn sweating ass nigga.
I don't sweat corn, but I enjoy cornbread on occasion. Especially when it's sweet. Got that like crystallized top. That's the best shit. But I mean, you know, I'm just looking at it on the positive side. If God gave me such powers, I should use them. And like take out people for real. Like
your only gift is making collard greens, nigga.
Can't even make collard greens. I wish I could.
You're just a worthless ass country, nigga. What could you do, nigga?
Kind of sort of. See how we just went right back to you being an asshole.
Yeah, nah, I was overdoing it. I didn't even mean
worthless
any of this
nigga. Like, why? You just chastised me earlier for being mean. You mean to me.
You mean to me. I said that was the meanest shit I've ever heard. But it was funny as hell. Like,
I am a worthless nigga. Like,
wow. I've said these things before.
You tell the nigga that's just in and out of jail, you know, that just refuses to get his life together. He's got kids on the street.
No,
he's not taking care of. You don't tell that to a friend, man.
No, that's not a worthless nigga though. That's not a worthless nigga.
You're worthless.
That nigga has a dream. His dream of not doing shit. That's his dream. It's some people that just don't want to do shit. You gotta understand.
And you know what them niggas are? Bums, unless they rich. That's my dream too. To do nothing. That is my dream. But if I don't have the finances to support said dream, I'm what they like to call in the streets a bum. That's all that is. You can color that up any way you want to. You know, remember that Puffy said that? Like, I didn't want to, I think it was on the band. He's like, I just want to lay in bed all day, have sex, and eat turkey sandwiches. I'm like, yeah, nigga, you act. He said, but I can't. Because I got to get out here. I got to get. I'm like, that's an incredible grind because he really doesn't have to. Like, he really can't.
I get it.
Yeah, that could be the rest of his life.
And I want to be that person. You know, like, I want to be that person. Seriously, I want to be that person that's just like every day, every hour of the day, every minute of the day, just think about getting money.
That's cool too. Like, that's y'all dream, and I appreciate that. That's a cool dream to have. It's just not mine. I like the dream he said. He just didn't really want to do it. Because he could. Puffy could do that, right? I could have did it when he did that show. Because he has plenty of money, amassed at this point in his life. And he could just sit back, eat turkey sandwiches, have sex all day. I don't want to have the sex all day part. Sex all day to me is just exhausting. I don't get it.
Actually, I tried before, like, probably 4 or 5 hours. It depends. If pills are involved, I mean.
Yeah, that's drugs, I guess.
That shit can just, it can just happen.
Yeah, but everything's a little bit different once you introduce drugs.
Yeah, I get it. No, but when you're younger and you got something to prove, man, you'll try that. And this is why females don't get called back, after until like a week later and shit. But
what do you mean? They don't get called back? Why?
Because, man, like, after some shit like that goes down, it's like you don't want to talk to her for like a week. When I was younger, yo, spending like more than 6 hours a day with like a girl, like say I'm chilling, we chill the whole day. I'm right. Not gonna want to talk to her until like 3 or 4 days, you know, later. Like, give me a chance to miss you or some shit.
I feel you. No, I agree. I feel you. I was just clarifying that we were on the same.
You know what my mom told me? She says it takes me 10 minutes to say like one thing. Like, she's like, yo, you can. She's like, you don't even have to like go down. Like, why are you taking the farthest way to get here? She'll say that shit to me. I like,
God bless your mother, man.
I like, Ma, it's the weed, man. Like, it's the weed. Like, it really.
I thought weed's supposed to help you focus.
It depends. No, it depends, yo. It depends on my settings. Like, because sometimes I'm just on point. If it's, I don't know, it could be like the slightest shit off in my room or some shit. I'll be sidetracked. But I'm always sidetracked. I'm random as hell. My shit is, I don't know. But it's like, outside of all of this, I'm quiet. Until you say something stupid.
Then you feel like, yo, it's my, I gotta step in.
It's like a nigga radar that goes off. It starts ticking. You know, like, it's, everybody has it. I don't even care who you are. You have it. You have that look. You have that, exactly. And then you just can't help it. Like, when you listen to Juicy J, come on, son. You get into nigga mode, man.
That's true. That's why Juicy J, to me, is like really riding the car music. Because then I don't have to worry about doing nothing too stupid. Like, hopefully I'll just kind of hold the wheel.
You know it.
Rhyme in the seat. But like, if I'm in the club or something, I might, you know, push somebody or,
push yourself, my nigga. You'll push yourself. Energy. It's too much.
Possibly. Too much energy. Too much. It kicks negativity to a whole nother level. I agree.
I think everyone has a nigga song, too.
Like, seriously. What? That one anthem that gets like, you like a
that cool gets nigga? You just like, you gotta stab somebody with a spoon. Like, you just, you go off. Yeah. You could be at a baby shower. You fuck around and kick a kid and shit.
Right in a baby shower.
I'm telling you, man.
Like that Hard in the Paint shit, come on. Just, oh, fuck.
See, it's not. It's see, like, Waka Flocka songs don't really do it for me. Like, it don't. It has to be full. I'm a go off. I'm a slap someone. I don't care if I'm just around my family. Like, shit about to go down for no apparent reason.
Like, nah, like, it does that for me, which is the only reason he's tolerable to me, is just because it does have a certain energy where I be like, I'm losing my fucking mind right now.
Oh, man, I need something that's just like, see, Waka Flocka seems a little bit forced.
Like, I love, because
I can tell when I'm forcing a joke or I'm forcing some shit. His songs just seem forced, all of them.
See, for me,
I think now it's really forced. Like, oh, let's do it. I don't even think, like, there's no way in hell he can make that again. You see what I'm saying? He can't make. I hear he comes out with a lot of, you know, songs that are like Grove Street Party or whatever the fuck that. But they don't. He hasn't reached that, you know, that ignorant level, like he did on Oh Let's Do It or like Love Those Gun Sounds. It's, I don't know, like, everything now is just forced. Waka Flocka is just
like the opposite. Like, I feel like he doesn't try, and it makes it even better, because it's like, now I just feel like he's just like, man, I don't know what I'm about to rap about. Like, I don't know. Like, I actually believe he's freestyling because his verses are so terrible.
I just think he gets a hot beat, and he thinks of a stupid-ass hook.
Someone
around him is thinking of hooks. And he's like, all right, let's go with that shit. And then he'll just go in a booth and start freestyling. Like, no, he writes this shit. He writes this dumb shit.
I don't know.
Like,
he said, suck my Dragon Balls, bitch. I'm Goku. And I was like, this nigga's the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I remember you said some shit on the show that, you know, up north, rappers fuck it all up. You know, and I get it.
No, that was you. That was the mini cast that I don't know if it ever would surface in the East. I don't know why it's not need to fucking go out, but anyway.
Is that the one that needs to go out?
That's behind the scenes shit. All right,
okay. Yeah,
so it's like 5 minutes.
I got it.
Anyway, yeah, like that, but yeah, like, you know, I, what the fuck is that?
Son, I live downtown, bro, so you hear random sounds, man.
You need to shut them random sounds off. We deal with all sorts of sounds on your side of the building.
Yeah, I get it.
Dogs. Like your dog licking out the bowl. I always know any vets in the building. You hear the click clack of her high heels. The woman does not wear sneakers, y'all.
No, she wears flats. I mean,
I always know when she enters the room. But them flats, like, that must be her running shoes. Flats must be what she get on when she want to get her workout on. Nah, always know when she walks in. And it ain't because she's talking. It's because I hear click-clock, 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 click-clock.
I kid you not. She brought some LeBrons to work out in, you know. I was highly upset. Because I look at those like, you got LeBrons. I mean, why are you wearing that to work out? And she's looking at it like, these are workout sneakers. I'm like, yo, people are sleeping outside for sneakers like this. I don't get it. Like, you want to just work out in them. But I get it. You know, she's not into sneakers.
Yeah, they're going to still be intact. Like, I had a pair of Kobe's that I used to just hoop in. And it was only indoors. And I took them out. Because they never really got me. It was always indoor, like, you know, hardwood basketball court. So, like, they never got scuffed or nothing like that. Wasn't, like, playing on the concrete.
You know it.
And I was, what?
Sorry, that was like a Juicy J ad lib.
Okay. All right, yo, that was a moment. No, cause you lost me like a motherfucker, because I wasn't in nigga mode, so I didn't catch that one.
Damn.
You know what I love? The Juicy J says the most, and I just figured out what he said. He's like, you shut the fuck up!
Shut the fuck up! You never heard that shit?
No, I didn't know that was a word. I thought he was making a chicken sign.
Nah, shut the fuck up. Like, he said that shit to, yo, who was that dreadhead nigga from Memphis that was rapping? God, she had this one song. He was really ass. I don't know. Fuck it. I'll think of it. No, I'm gonna really look it up. What? Kia Shine? Kia Shine? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah. Kaya Shine. Yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name is, man.
Yeah, Kaya. I don't know.
He was a weirdo. Either way, like, he I know 3-6 Mafia was in a building or whatever. They were signing like autographs and shit. And he was he came around to like introduce himself. This nigga name is Nakia Shine. His name is Nakia. That's fucking crazy.
That's cool. My mom had a dog named Nakima.
That's just crazy. It's just, he's a Libra. What the fuck is going on?
Yo, you were in a whole different place.
Yo, all you have to do is put in this nigga name and it yeah, comes like Wikipedia. Just it's just thinking like, oh man, I'm a fucking Libra. This nigga is a weirdo. But I don't think all Libras are the same, y'all, because there's like some Libras outside that is probably sleeping on the floor and shit. Well, there's probably some Libras that killed a bunch of niggas, you know, who knows? But yeah, I mean, that's just the weed. But yeah, I heard them niggas was like,
not drunk, so I don't have that disclaimer.
Yeah, I get it. But you will understand everything I was saying if you was high.
Probably not.
I feel like I'm always smoking.
You know how I know you always smoking? Because you say that shit like every show. You feel like you're always smoking. And you forget that because you're always smoking.
I know.
You're like, am I always smoking? I feel like I'm always smoking. I think I'm always smoking.
Yeah.
Let me answer the question for you. You're always smoking.
I know. I mean, it is what it is.
I'm not judging. I drink quite a bit. I've just, you know, had to cut back.
I haven't really been drinking, though.
I do my thing. Like, I'm such a compulsive, like, I just decide I'm going to do shit, and I'll do it, like, for 30 days. I need to set 60-day goals. Like, I can do stuff for 30 days. But 60 days, I just can't seem to get to.
Yeah, I feel bad for anybody that listens to us, son.
Seriously. Why you feel bad?
Because, like, they'll probably be, like, following a conversation, and that shit just goes nowhere. Like, it'd just, like, take a turn for the worse.
Nah, it's not for the worse. It's just a turn for the different. It's not worse. You gonna quit acting like the people who do like us don't like us for why they like us. It's like, the stuff that you think people don't like us for, they like us for. Like,
I get it. I get it.
Like, ah, man, they're gonna think, you know, we fuss all the time, or like we ramble off in these different directions, and it actually ends up being a positive more than a negative. Because I mean, you know, in all honesty, like this whole podcast thing, it was inspired by listening to other people, and I definitely borrow certain ideas and concepts and things that I want to, you know, duplicate.
It's only like a few blueprints for making a podcast and how you want to do it. I did this shit about
it. Right, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I didn't want to, you, whenever you do it, well, first off, listen, everybody see it. All right,
no idea is original. I get it.
Right, so yeah, let's never get into that thought process of thinking that, oh, they took this.
But could you steal someone's idea that it's not even their idea? Like,
sometimes, yeah, exactly. Sometimes I think that happens. I remember a person, and I don't know if they were just really that delusional. I don't know. I won't even name them because I just don't even want that kind of, you know, kind of energy or whatever. But I remember they were thinking that I stole their idea when we was doing Yeah Right Radio. Stole some ideas or whatever. And it's really funny to me because I was like, well, no, I really, really, really didn't. A, B, I was supportive of your show. And I really enjoyed it. And C, Yeah Right Radio was around before your show. Like, so what are you talking about?
We talking about people we can't name?
I'm not going to say no names. Nah. None of that. I'm really not doing that. But yeah, I mean, that was a situation once upon a time. And that's funny to me because I think that person really thought that I stole their shit. Like that me and the members of the team at the time really did it. And I'm like, yo, I don't think they're bullshitting. I don't even think they're trying to stir Congress. I think they really in their mind think that somehow I stole their ideas. It was ridiculous. So in saying that, anyways, my point was that when I listen to them, I don't really hear a ton of things that are exactly like what we're doing right now. So, I mean, I know I took ideas from certain things and there's certain parts that I'm definitely that I'm borrowing from and incorporating into. And there was things I was doing, yeah, right, and other things I was doing that are still existing. Mm. But I don't think there's anything quite exactly like this. And I think that's good, though. Like,
I don't,
a breath of fresh air.
Any idea that I come up with when it comes regarding podcasts is really like I can't say that I'm listening to other people's podcasts because I really don't. And I don't really like the whole idea of a podcast being so long. Like me, I think 30-minute sessions is great. Or even like shorter, 15-minute sessions. I think that's awesome too. But
you say that today and then tomorrow you'd be like, I podcast.
No, I'm just saying I wanna do regular shows, but I also wanna do like just mini shows or whatever. Like many episodes. I don't know. Because the thing is this, like we don't, most of the time that we record, we don't say that, all right, we're going to just like think of these topics and we're going to talk about them. No, we just get on here and just start recording. We just, whatever. Whatever comes up, it's whatever comes up.
Well, give them all the behind the scenes, what I want you to do right here. This is the perfect point where I want you to just, hey, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. We just, hey, tell them. Tell them what kind of computer you're recording on.
Well, we're recording on Mac too. Like, I mean, I don't give a fuck, man. Because you know what they can't. What they can't do is duplicate what I say.
I'm here to care. That's my job. I know you.
Yo,
don't care.
Look, motherfuckers, like yo, y'all can have all the ideas or whatever. Yo, it's really just how you. Damn, it's really how you. Come on, I know the word. Execute them. There you go. Boom. I beat you, weed.
That was your word? You had to
search? Yo, is it... Like,
what's that word? Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get it. What you thought I was going to say, like, some large-ass word? No, I'm just high, and I wanted to finish the damn sentence, you know?
Gotta stop smoking.
Look, man, I'll stop smoking one day. Well, actually, I have to stop smoking.
Yeah.
I have to.
You will, brother. I'm speaking into existence.
Yo, I'm not.
This is my powers for good.
You're an asshole, son. You're an asshole.
Leave my power.
Like, you're an asshole, son. I'm just telling you. I'm about to Google R. Kelly right now, son. Just to make sure, son.
I can speak R. Kelly to death.
Son, don't do that shit, son. I'm not even like. This nigga middle name is Sylvester, son.
Who?
Sylvester. That's his middle name, son.
What are you talking about?
R. Kelly. So he was made to like do porn and piss on bitches.
Little girl. Never knew that.
That girl wanted it, son.
I can't even blame him no more. Sylvester. Yeah, come on. You ain't never met a Sylvester that was trustworthy.
Son, he's 45 years old, man. It's another generation. He was supposed to have that whack-ass name.
Old son. Sylvester.
When you think about it, yo, when we're like 60 years old, there's going to be like the worst type of people in this world, yo. There's going to be like, you're going to go to a church.
You're not that bad.
And you're going to see, I'm saying you're going to see like tattoos everywhere of like stars and all types of shit on these old looking bitches. It's going to look terrible, sir. Oh my gosh. I'm happy I don't have, like, how many tattoos you have?
I think seven or eight.
Yeah, seven. You don't have any like face tattoos, right?
No, I got neck tattoos. I got three on my neck.
See, there you go. When you turn 60, son, oh my gosh. I'm going to laugh at you, sir.
Hey,
your name is Larion. So you could be 70 years old with a name like Larion. That's God. Larion's a pervert name too. So you were supposed to be like one of Pretty Ricky or some shit.
Yeah, when I'm 70, you're gonna be. I don't know. No, let me not say that because I can.
What? How old are you? Oh. So I'm gonna be dead at 60.
That's what you're saying.
What you're saying.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I really wasn't. I was thinking of something bad to say. But I was like, no, never mind, because he believes that I can, you know, he believes in my powerful...
Say that voice. Shit, nigga. Like, say it. Go ahead and say it.
Nah, if I kill R. Kelly and you quit smoking weed, and then that means whatever I say is going to happen.
The thing is this, bro.
I don't want nothing bad to happen to you, to be honest with you.
Say that shit. Say that shit, bro.
I don't know it. It was going to come off the cuff. I don't know.
Because this show is going to come out. And if anything happens to me and any of my people listen to this shit, I swear on everything, yo.
Oh, don't worry about it. None of you people listen.
Yeah, they don't support me, man. My people don't.
Yeah, but I don't either. I'm
they don't give a fuck. Them niggas is too, you know, Hollywood and shit.
You know what's so funny? I remember doing Yeah Right Radio, right? And one day my friend was like, "Man, these shows funny as fuck." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "The radio show you used to do." And I was like, "Oh, now you want to support my show?" Well, after the fact, like he was listening to the archives. Well, after the fact, you know, out of the blue, I'm like, "Why couldn't you just support me when I was doing the shit at the time?" And he was like, "I don't know." That was it. I don't know. Oh, okay. Great. Your people don't support you. Don't look for your people to support you.
Fuck them. I don't give a fuck either. Fuck them.
Honestly, people think I'm bullshit. Fuck all my friends. My girl tried to tell me the other day that I didn't have friends because I didn't care what happened to those people. I said, I have my friends. I just don't give a fuck what happens to them. I don't. Fuck them. I don't give a fuck what happens to any of them.
It's not
cool. I mean that too.
I was just lying. I was kidding.
I wasn't. Still my friend.
Oh, rest in peace, Nate Dogg, yo. Just wanted to say that.
Oh, he died a year ago yesterday, right?
Huh?
He died a year ago yesterday, right?
He did? I don't know.
I think so. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, goddamn.
I believe so. Google, Wikipedia.
He did. That shit was random as hell on everything.
Oh, you got powers too, son?
Nah, fuck out of here, nigga.
What are your powers? Like, you have the power of being a day late and a dollar short. That is you. Okay. Oh, my God. We have hidden powers. We like X-Men now, my nigga. So, like, we just discovering our mutant powers. Yours is pretty pointless.
All right. You know, all right, okay. Which X... What was it? X? Who the fuck is the people? X-Men?
X-Men?
Yeah, no.
Come on. You know it.
No, I do know. I fucks with him. I really fucks with X-Men. My favorite character was Gambit. I don't know. He just looked like Jim Jones to me and shit. He just looks like a dirty nigga I've seen, like...
Yo, he does look dirty.
He just looked like a dirty cool nigga and shit. Always smell like whiskey.
I can see it now because, like, he did always have the stubble.
Wolverine was a bitch, yo. He was a bitch.
Fuck out. Get out of here.
He was just a bitter ass nigga. So you got these claws and shit, you just bitter.
He fucked Jean Grey. He fucked Psylocke. He fucked Rogue.
So what? What do you mean? He fucked. What do you mean? How did he fuck Rogue? What are you talking about, son? How did this shit happen?
You ain't bringing nothing new to the table, man.
What are you talking about? Which X Men are you talking about, son? You looking at XXX Men, son? I've never seen any of this shit. What's going on, son?
No, I'm talking about the comic books, not the movie.
Oh, see, you took it. Look, bro. Look. Around this time, I started like noticing titties and shit. So I stared away from that comic book life. You know what I'm saying?
I was out in like high school. Like when I got to high school, I'm just now getting back into comic books. The stuff I told you is what I read on like Marvel.com. I was like, wow, like Spider-Man died, all kinds of shit done happened. It's crazy. You know Spider-Man Black now, right?
That's a damn shame.
Why would you say that? Spider-Man can't be. Well, actually, he's biracial. See, they played it real smart. They made him. But not.
Well, so he's, not, they made so he's black, Obama black. And shit? What the fuck is going on? Like, what's going on?
He's black and Hispanic. Actually, now that you mention it. Him just black would have been okay, but now he's got double.
So he's dating a white girl and shit?
I don't know. I ordered it in the little nigga.
Oh, yeah, this shit funny.
He doesn't know what his name is? I forgot you don't know this kind of shit. His name is Miles Morales.
So he is basically Miles Morales. Yeah, man. That's weird, yo. His father was white? Wait, his father was black? His father was black. Hispanic and his mom was black? That's too much. That's too much of you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, it's Morales. Yeah, it happened. Nori's like that, so that means he's gonna be a whack ass rapper. That'd be cool.
Wait, Nori is a whack ass rapper?
You just finding this out?
Are you serious? Like, we're not gonna go there. We're not gonna go there. Nori. All right, I get it. That reggaeton shit was whack, son, but
Niggas on the Run eating is a classic, right?
You can't have whack and classic in the same.
Listen.
World Report was whack. Like, come on, man. Like, we're not gonna go there.
Right, well, then we won't. But he's a whack rapper.
Okay.
Cool. I have to listen to Rod tell me all the time on his show how Jeezy is a whack rapper, and he says Nori's a whack rapper, but he likes him. I don't think Jeezy and Nori are in the same category, but he's right. Nori is whack.
Now, this ain't Rod's show, son.
It's nothing personal against Nori. I mean, if I saw Nori on the street, I'd give him a Newport, and I don't even smoke.
So why would you have a Newport, son? You just have Newports in your pocket for your black friends?
No, for the white girls that smoke.
You don't seem like you hang around white girls that will smoke Newports. They probably would smoke like Benson and Hedges or like Marlboro Lights.
Marlboro Lights is the most common one, but if
see,
I'm really
Marlboro's Capri Lights yeah, or whatever the fuck.
Get to the nitty gritty. I pull the Newports out and see which white girls flock to that because they fuck black guys. Trust.
I get it. Yeah, you cannot be a white girl smoking Newport and not fuck a black guy. How can you be racist and not, you know, like, and smoke Newports? That is the official black cigarette.
Nah, you know, when I first got down here back to Savannah, I swear on everything. I was so thrown. I was working at Applebee's, and I went to the back for the little meeting.
Get a pack of ports.
And when we had the meeting, we would go out back by the garbage, and which is a really classy place to have your meetings. But it was like, you know, before you went on stage, I guess, it's like, yo, this is the pre-game meeting. And the white girls were back there with me because I was a server at the time. And they would just, they whipped out packs of Newport. And I really was in awe. I was in awe. Like, I dropped my jaw like, what? Because I never saw it before. But mad white people, when I got back down to Savannah, I don't know if something happened, but mad white girls were smoking Newports, huh? And they wasn't even like the, you know, what you would call the stereotypical, you know, wannabe black / wigger, whatever, you know, people say, whatever. It wasn't those kind of girls. They were just white girls who smoked Newports. It was very alarming.
Just the thing is, like, I would not trust I'm not saying I would trust a black guy that smokes Newports, but I damn sure wouldn't trust a black guy that smoked Marlboros. It's just I don't know. Like, you can't pull no shit out. Like you can't be in a cipher and be like, man, I smoke ports, or I don't smoke ports, man. I smoke these right here. And some niggas be rolling up their cigarettes, man. Look, bro, I know cigarette prices is high, but if you can't afford a pack of cigarettes, man, you might as well not even smoke. Because smoking anything else, it's not going to be the same. At all.
You right, because I did use to smoke. And I ain't lying, man. After I smoked Newport, too. Dog, after you get that menthol in your system. Like, motherfucker gave me a Marlboro Light one day. I was like, what the fuck are you smoking this for? Mm-hmm. Like, I really didn't understand this shit. I was really angry.
And what people don't understand is cigarettes taste nasty as hell. It depends. But if you're drunk, a cigarette can taste like heaven. But, nah, man. Like, that shit is nasty. Like, shit is nasty. But,
like, I understand. It was like smoking air. It really was. I mean,
yeah. But, I think Newport is probably one of the best tasting cigarettes. Like, I've smoked a Marlboro Light before just to see how it tastes or whatever. But that shit tastes terrible, man.
To me, it tastes like nothing. So I just really looked at it.
I felt like I was smoking a rice cake or some shit.
That's a good description. It is so funny. Like, I bummed a cigarette and was pissed off at the guy who gave me the cigarette.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing with your life to be smoking this shit?
Give me Marlboro Light.
Fuck that, man. Smoke weed, man.
Every day.
Every day. every day.
I gotta go.
You know what I'm gonna do? Yeah, I gotta go too. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna not smoke for a week. We're gonna just record. And if the shows are better with like me not smoking, then I'm just gonna quit.
All right, we'll see what happens. That's cool, because, yeah, I got to get ready for my people to be here in short and about an hour.
Yeah, it's about to be St. Patrick's Day, man. Look, bro.
Patrick's Day.
Hey, don't real drink and drive, man. Don't drink and drive. Don't be with nobody that's going to drink and drive, bro. Dropped off.
We're catching cabs. All that. Nah. And it's hard. You know, I'll let you in on a secret. And you what? Did you party down there last time? Probably not, right?
Nah, man. You know.
Yeah, it's hard to get drunk. If you want to come down to Savannah and get drunk on St. Patrick's Day, come drunk. And then, you know, you can keep your buzz going by getting beers after that, but it's really hard to get a beer. Trust me. Your lines take forever. Yeah, it ain't easy. You want to go ahead
that's
and be drunk.
That's because you light-skinned, bro. Like, people usually just move out the way. Don't fight no one at night, man, because you might lose, bro.
I'd hate to lose.
You will hate to lose, bro.
But I'll probably be so drunk I won't know.
But, and if you lose, bro, we're not doing the show no more. So, just letting you know that. But if R. Kelly dies, son, I'm. You might as well lose my number, bro.
I got other people I was
really. Yeah, that's great. You can call them niggas, but.
Who cares? Like, if he dies, who cares? Pissing on little girls and shit.
Bruh.
Step in the name of love ain't that great. Fuck R. Kelly.
Are you. Bruh.
Pissed on girls.
Son.
Watch the video in all.
How many times you watched the video?
Twice. I bought it at the flea market back when I lived in Augusta. And then some of my friends didn't see it, so we played it again. I never forget, like, me and my girl, like, we had like a little sex CD at the time, one of the little, you know, little mixes, little romantic mixes and shit.
So y'all threw that on and shit?
We later on, like after this incident happened, maybe, I don't know, whenever it first broke, maybe 2-3 weeks later. We just, you know, had a little CD playing.
You had that shit on CD?
Yeah, back then, yeah.
So you are a creep, son. You bought child pornography.
Nah,
you bought this shit. You copped it. Niggas bootlegging. Y'all niggas bootlegged it, bro.
You're not even.
Anyone that watched the R. Kelly porno more than once is a perv, son. Is a pedophile.
Anyway, I left the tape. I saw it one time. Second time it was on. I wasn't even really.
But didn't
watching.
he had sex with some older bras too, right?
They said like all the girls on that, put it this way, all of them look pretty young. But I didn't necessarily go, okay, these girls aren't of age. The girl that, you know, if he's doing the stuff, yeah, you can obviously tell, like, yeah, this girl ain't.
Yo, that golden shower shit opened up doors, son. Like, opened up a whole door of freaks that I want no parts of, son. It's, that shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. But, I mean, he made great fucking music, man. So, fuck that. Niggas be like, yo, what if he peed on your little sister? Well, nigga, I don't have a sister. What if he peed on your own cousin? Well, her dumb ass should know better. Her dumb ass should know better. You let niggas pee on you, you stupid bitch. That's all on you. Matter of fact, where's that girl now? I heard, like, she went to college and...
Who knows? Who cares? She wouldn't even care if that nigga was dead.
I'm imagining how many niggas peeing on her now, though.
None. They ain't got R. Kelly notoriety and fame. That girl don't get pissed on the regular. She was a fucking...
So you mean to tell me that, you know, R. Kelly masterminded this whole plot to just pee on girls? Like, come on, son.
Yeah. You're acting like he's amazing. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, why you piss on women? It's easier to do when you get little girls. They're more impressionable. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. It's just the... I don't get it.
Why you think my girlfriend 10 years younger than me? So I can piss on her.
Yeah, yeah. You took this shit so well. You want me to take that shit out? I mean,
you can leave
it. You want me to take that shit out? You took that. You took. You went a little bit. All right, man. All right. Okay.
She'll laugh.
Yeah, yeah. She'll laugh. Yeah, I get it.
She knows that I got with her to piss on. You know, excellent.
It's fun. I mean, shit. I don't care, bro. I don't really give a fuck. So.
Oh, me neither.
Whatever we say on this motherfucker, that shit can just, hey, fuck it. It is what it is.
Gotta let it fly. Fuck it. I said it now. I mean, worst case scenario, I'm ruffling feather too, and I may be apologetic later on. I probably won't apologize on the show. I'll just call you or something.
Oh, so you apologize for what you say, man? Fuck that shit. Son. You said it, nigga. You said it, right?
What's up about that
shit? Stand by that shit, nigga. Stand by that shit.
I say things that I shouldn't have. Doesn't mean I don't mean them because I will never say, oh, I didn't mean it now because I don't believe that shit. If I said it, I meant it. Now, you know, maybe it was a little cold hearted me and I shouldn't have said it. But anyways, all right, I got to get out of here. I got to shave, shower, and all that good shit. So.
Yeah, man, you enjoy yourself.
I will absolutely enjoy myself, man. You enjoy whatever you be doing in the lovely city of Miami this evening. We always like going to warm ups with LeBron, boshing him. You know what I mean?
Huh?
I know you like out there dishing the rock to him, let him get these little warm up jumpers in and whatnot. They
bro, I don't even know, man. I just hate the fact that I can only see their games, bro.
Oh, that's right. I
hate it, man. But you know what? Like, I do live close to the arena and shit, man. I'll be trying to run over there. Oh, and yeah, man. Let's wrap this shit up.
It's been wrapped.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Anyway, I don't know what you're rapping.
You know.
Terrible. Like I said, nice. See, Biz went too far. Rich Forever is better than Washington. He's crazy. I really do think he on Rick Ross streets. Like, he's got to be in his
bag. Nah, he just saying that shit, man. He don't really give a fuck.
He really be on. He's been on Rick Ross for a while now.
I get it, man. But not even Rick Ross think that shit, man. I don't even be...
I'm not entertaining that bullshit, but that's exactly. See, I'm not getting into that, but I'm looking at it like, are you fucking serious?
Nigga,
Rich Forever is better. Come on, Rich Forever. Whatever. Anyway, all right, let me go. We can talk forever. I gotta go. All
right, nigga.
All right, we'll chop it up tomorrow.